It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday the 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. A few days ago, the Electronic Frontier Foundation released a piece of software called Detect, spelled with a K. Its reason for being is interesting. It's a program to figure out if you're being surveilled by the government by trying to help the user understand if there is snooping malware running secretly on their computer. It was built by cybersecurity experts in partnership with the EFF, but EFF global policy analyst Eva Galperin says it isn't going to debug your machine.
This is not an antivirus program. This is a program that may help you find some very specific surveillance tools that we know are being used by governments and law enforcement.
Can you just tell me who this is for?
This is a tool that we are hoping will be used by activists and journalists and people who worry that they're being spied on by authoritarian regimes.
How do you keep up with these regimes that are building new kinds of spyware all the time? I mean, could the simple act of going to this website create some sort of red flag?
That seems fairly unlikely. But one of the ways that we stay on top of this is that we have a network of security researchers who work on these kinds of issues. And what we're really hoping is by using this tool, we can possibly uncover some existing infections and really move the conversation on what it is that we should do about the sale of these tools to authoritarian regimes forward somewhat.
Eva Galperin is global policy analyst with the Electronic Frontier Foundation and helped launch Detect. Eva, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
I asked Eva, by the way, if she thought this kind of tool could be used by people doing bad things to protect themselves from law enforcement doing good work. She said unlikely, but it was a risk the organization was willing to take. Mozilla announced last week that it was dropping Google as its default search engine for the Firefox web browser. The new plan? Yahoo will step in starting in December. Marissa Mayer apparently outbid her former employer to ink the deal, but there have also been rumors that Google let itself be outbid because Mozilla's Firefox isn't picking up steam on mobile devices. Whatever the case, the move had some scratching their heads, and so we're asking our friend Will Arimus at Slate to tell us more. Hey, Will, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Ben.
Why in the name of everything that is holy does Firefox want to use, what is it? Is it the third worst search tool? It's above Ask Jeeves.
So Mozilla is a nonprofit, and Mozilla really has an interest in a web where people have choices. And by signing this contract with Yahoo, Mozilla lends a boost to a potential rival in the search engine space.
What about Yahoo? Is search the place where Yahoo is really going to finally make some money after all these acquisitions?
It's interesting. In some ways, it's kind of a retro idea. I mean, Yahoo originally made its name as the best directory of websites, and you could go there to browse the web. It got out of the search game maybe 10 or 15 years ago simply because it realized that Google's approach was much better. But Mayer believes that Yahoo actually needs to get back to its roots as a tech company, not just a homepage where you go for fantasy football or business news or that sort of thing. She thinks that by becoming a tech company once again, by building its own search technology, Yahoo can restore itself to glory and to relevance, really, in the tech world that it hasn't had in a long time.
Will Arimus, senior technology writer at Slate Magazine. Will, thank you as always.
Thanks, Ben.
Estonia is known for being a home of Eastern Europe innovation. Leaders say that a quarter of the country's 1.3 million residents voted electronically in recent elections. And last week, the country's parliament voted to allow people living outside of the country to become e-residents. What the heck is that? Estonia's leadership thinks it's the future, or at least a way to remind people that the country is a technology leader, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Estonia is one of the most e-savvy and e-connected places on the planet. Skype was one of its innovations. Almost every home, office, and classroom has access to the internet. Now foreigners are invited to sign up, pay $64, and become an e-resident.
E-residence is basically a government-guaranteed digital identity.
Siret Shooting, Estonia's e-ambassador, says her country's allowing foreigners to acquire what every Estonian already has, a digital signature.
So a digital signature is an encrypted form, basically, which allows you to sign documents securely. And it is legally the same as a handwritten signature everywhere in the EU.
You sign by using a unique code along with your own smart card and reader. E-residency won't give you the right to live in Estonia or even to visit the country. But, says Tarvi Kotka of the Ministry for Economic Affairs, it will let you do business there.
You can open up a bank account, start a company, run a company, all that stuff.
Estonia is aiming to sign up 10 million e-residents. That would be 7 times the size of its physical population, giving a big boost to the Estonian economy.
There might be more customers for our banks, for telecom companies, for everybody.
Kotka claims e-residency will be totally secure. To qualify, you must supply biometric data like fingerprints and be vetted. Ian Bond, a former British ambassador to neighbouring Latvia, is not entirely reassured.
I would have some concerns about how easy it will be to vet exactly who is getting e-residency.
He's worried about e-money laundering. Living next door to Russia, he says this venture has plenty of risks.
Exploitation by organised crime is one of those risks.
But having once weathered a massive cyber attack from Russian hackers, Estonia reckons it may be small, but it can defend itself and its residents in cyberspace. At the European Desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
While we're talking about Europe, reports suggest that European regulators might push for a breakup of Google this week. Officials in Europe have been investigating Google for possible antitrust violations for the last several years. Two of the European Commission's most powerful parties apparently support a check against the company's influence. We'll keep you posted. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.